Okay. It's about where I buy my sports bras because I need a lot of containment. I should let you know. People always ask me that. Like, I work out. Spoiler alert, I don't. I don't know where to buy a sports bra. Don't ask me.
That's funny. So, welcome to Horror and Heels.
Yes.
I'm Jen.
I'm Alicia, the one who doesn't work out. Jen does work out. She's even on a flag football
team. No, I have not worked out in months. It's been
ridiculous. You're on a flag football team with celebrities. Get out of here.
Yeah, today we're talking about It 2017.
Which
is one of my favorite horror movies as of recent. I think in the early
well done, the special effects are amazing.
Man, the early 2000s took a dip in horror, like it was kind of bad.
Yeah.
Every time one came out, you were like, it's probably gonna suck, and most of them did. This the year 2017 kind of revived the horror genre.
Yeah,
it back up.
On an uptick again. The casting, this is just great. All these kids do a fantastic job.
Oh my god. They were all made to play these characters.
Yes. Now I just want to say, all the children in this movie are why you let your kids watch horror movies, people.
Pretty much.
Your child would not go towards a clown in a sewer.
In a gutter. Like, of all the places.
If they had seen this horror movie.
If Pennywise had come at Georgie in a tent, I'd be like, well, he was in a circus tent. It's a kid.
Right.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You could have come at him as a Ninja Turtle. If you're going to come at him in the gutter, be a Ninja Turtle. That would make sense.
Especially this was the 80s. Hire Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtles were like the hype.
For the remake, they did change the timeline. So it is 80s and then recent as opposed to 60s and then 80s. I do the math on that quickly. Or I guess late 50s, 80s is, 27 years is hard math, guys. I don't.
Oh, yeah, that's such an odd number.
Yeah. Yeah, Pennywise, that's an odd number. Get it together.
What are you doing?
Odd numbers? Get your shit together. That's just, nobody does that. 25 or 30, buddy. 25 or 30.
Keep it consistent. And if you're going to do 25, it's got to be on the zero.
Yeah.
You can't do 25 and then start at, like, 1933, because then you're just going back into real math again.
Problems.
That's,
we're not going to do this one super chronologically, only because it is 3 hours and
so much going on in this movie.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I just want to say to the woman who plays Eddie's mother,
Lord,
you are horrible and I love you.
She is the worst. Like, she's so, ooh.
I mean, it's less bad. Well, I don't know. I mean, Beverly's father wins for worst parents.
Oh, ugh. I can't wait to go in on him. He's just...
In the movies, you never see Ben's parents, but they're actually very... His mom is actually great. I don't know why we don't see Stan's parents in the book. They're very good. Even Mike's parents, they're dead. His grandfather is doing the best he can. But, we don't see Richie Trashmouth's Tozier's parents, which...
I don't really want to. I bet they're, like, just the same.
Right.
They don't ever cuss.
Yep. No, there's no cussing happening by Mama Tozier.
No, and I bet he's, like, the good kid, too, at home.
At home? Oh, yeah. Which is opposed to my TJ. Apparently... Very well behaved out in the streets. Like, daycare has nothing but good things to say about him. Here in the homestead, he's a little terror. Last week he asked me what the fuck was going on here. So that's where we're at parenting wise.
Oh no.
Messier household. I was just like, yeah, that's a big kid's word. Let's not use
it. Let's not do that. That's a mom and dad word. I love, like, why are those the words that kids pick up on? I don't know.
I know.
Those are the only words that they hear, and they're like, that's the word I want to say.
Yeah.
Every time.
Probably because I'm a Long Islander, and we enunciate that word when we use it, so.
And use it like adjectives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I actually did my little trivia search for this one, so I have some fun trivia for this one.
Okay.
Since we already talked about Georgie in the sewer, on that scene, Pennywise's eyes turn blue when he talks to Georgie because it's the color of his mother's eyes, which is interesting, which I guess would make Georgie a little, but see, Georgie was a little smart because he did hesitate and he was feeling like this was not Correct.
And also, from everything we've seen about Bill, now I know it was a short clip of Bill and Georgie together. Georgie, Bill will make you another boat. He will make you a whole team of boats.
Sick. He'll make you more boats.
He'll make you more
boats. Otherwise, you go on ahead and keep that.
Bill wasn't sick. He's making all the boats for Georgie.
Georgie should have been like, you know what? You go ahead and keep that one. I got you. Just remember I gave you something. Don't ever say I never gave you anything.
Right, exactly. I love that all I can see is Pennywise's balloon in your shirt in the shot.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice shirt.
Like, oh, it's fitting.
Yeah.
And then when he gets him with the, I can't talk to strangers. Good for Georgie. Tell your kids a stranger is a stranger until I introduce them to you. Do not introduce them to you, they are still a stranger. Because he got it with that loophole.
Yeah.
Introduction.
My name's Pennywise. Your name is Georgie. Now we're not strangers. What?
No.
No, good star.
That's not. Strangers are strangers till I introduce you. That's how that goes.
That, and you should have a safe word for all people.
Oh, we do that. We still have a safe word.
I am going to steal Bert Kreischer's daughter Isla's method. And have the safe word be a curse word because no adult would curse at a child. So that's where we're going.
That's awesome. Well, now they just got to run through the curse words. Well, now you can't do that because now they just now people will know to just run through the curse words.
Kid's still annoying. Nobody wants him.
We still have one. And my parents said, if someone says that we sent them to get you, we will always use a password. They said, it doesn't matter if it's your grandparents or an aunt or someone that you know, they still need to use the password.
Right.
We never had to use it, but we always knew. Nobody comes to get you. We don't send anybody without the password. It doesn't matter who it is.
Well, yeah.
Georgie could have used that.
Yes, yeah. Also, I gotta tell you. Parents in the 80s, y'all, well, I guess 50s when this first came out, y'all were just wiling. That was not a little bit of rain. That was not a rain slicker amount of rain that Georgie went out. I know he's got his wellies
that's
on.
That's like pneumonia rain.
Yeah, that's like one good splash from a car going by. You were soaked from head to toe. You're never getting warm again. I was cold just watching.
And you know the kid's not going to go back in the house.
No.
Be playing out there drenched and wet and getting, like I said, all the pneumonia.
Yeah.
This is one of the saddest openings for a horror movie. When his little arm gets bit off.
Oh.
It's so, like, that's so sad.
But also, I mean, I guess it makes sense because the rain was so loud. That's why nobody heard him.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good.
The damn cat didn't do it.
That cat looked like it was on Pennywise's side, honestly. That cat looked evil.
I believe it. Cats hate humans. I don't care what people say.
I don't believe people,
they don't like us.
Cat people, you're wrong.
They don't like us. They use us.
I've said it.
They use
Harry,
us.
Harry, we still love you, but you're wrong. You're wrong.
We stand by what we said. Cats are just evil. They hate us. They wish us all dead.
So now we are, some time has passed since this. We're not exactly sure how much, and they're back at school. It's the last day. Thankfully, they didn't play that damn School's Out for Summer song because I feel like every movie does that now. Yeah. So,
it has to be a few months because it wouldn't be raining, or I don't know how it works over in Derry, but it wouldn't be raining that hard. And then, like, that seemed more like wintry spring type rain.
Oh, no, here on the East Coast, it doesn't matter. We can get that kind of rain.
Oh, all right.
Anytime.
So it could have been the week before school let out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But we do know that some time has passed, though.
Yeah. And Chris, if we're wrong about Maine weather, like the rain in Maine, does it fall slightly on the plane? I don't know. But you let us know, okay? I know you're listening. Let us know. But I know that their snow is worse than us, but I don't think anything else is worse than us. So I'm going to assume it's the same.
Yeah.
Although he had like a heat, I don't know. Weather is getting weird, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel like I could just see some, like, I don't know, anything happen and be okay. Be like, yeah, no, that tracks.
That makes that tracks. Like, it could snow in L.A. and be like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of L.A. would die if that happened. Not a single person in that city can handle that. So, I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
So we're at school and we meet the rest of the gang, which is great, but we also meet, I personally think, one of Stephen King's most compelling villains, and that is Henry Bowers. And I say that he is one of the most compelling because I do believe that hurt people hurt people. We only see a smidgen of it in the movie.
Yeah.
He's relentlessly tortured by his father. I only have justification.
You can tell, yeah. His father treats him like trash. Like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to be a kind person.
Nope. And his little friend there, in the book you find out, is a severe animal abuser. They don't show it in the movie. And the scene of him with that switchblade, poor Ben.
Oh, I hate that scene. That scene disturbs me so much.
On every level.
I just can't even imagine, like, doing that to another human being. That just blows my mind.
And then also, we've all accidentally cut ourselves with a knife. And when it's an accident, most of the time it's not even that deep.
Yeah.
Right? This was, my whole body tenses at that scene.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Tenses.
I was super uncomfortable in the theater seeing it. I was like, oh my God, that's like awful.
And I have to tell you that reading it is 20 times worse. Stephen King does a very prolific description of that situation.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that as much as Eddie, Bill, Richie, and Sam are scared of Bowers, that whenever anybody else comes up against Bowers, they are willing to help them and protect them regardless. I mean, at the point with Mike goes, well, now Bowers is going to be after you. And they were kind of like, yeah, that's our life.
Let's they were like, it happens. It's not nothing new.
Yeah, that's not new for us. you don't know that. You've been homeschooled, but that's not new for us.
I love how these kids capture the roasting and the banter that kids used to. I don't know if kids do it today. I don't know how they roll today, but back in the day we used to like bag on each other.
Yeah.
And they capture all the your mom jokes and the I love it. It's so funny. And a lot of that, the banter between Richie and Eddie was improvised.
I can believe that, especially because Finn Wolfhard is such a good actor.
Yeah. His character is somewhat boring in Stranger Things, and I think he got to let loose in this movie.
Right.
And that really shows, because this came out right after Stranger Things, and his character really doesn't do anything in Stranger Things. Everyone else around him is more interesting, because he's just the one.
Stranger Things.
So. Oh, okay. Well, he's like the one that loves the Eleven, who is the girl alien or whatever.
The Drake of the show.
The who?
Drake. That's just a little Millie Bobby Brown humor for you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, yes. Drake and ew. Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
He finds her, right?
Yeah, and his character is just, like, the straight-laced, like, the one that's in love. His character is just very boring in comparison to everything else going on. So I think when this came out, he was like, oh, yeah, I get to actually say stuff and be someone interesting. And I think that fits more with his personality because he does this role so well.
Now, how did you feel about Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise?
I think he did a great job, personally.
He is way scarier.
Oh, yeah, than Tim Curry. Everyone compare. I think they're different.
They're very different. I loved Tim Curry's Pennywise, and I will say that Tim Curry's Pennywise was a lot more palatable, only to where you almost could understand why kids weren't shying. Why Georgie didn't try.
Because he looked more like a realistic clown. Like a clown you would see at a birthday party.
Yes. Whereas Bill,
He actually, that smile he developed as a kid to scare his brothers. And his eyes can actually move in different directions. He was pretty much born to play Pennywise.
Yeah, he is. I loved him too in Hemlock Grove.
I never watched that. I think I started it and then I got bored.
This is what I will say. Season one is phenomenal. And then season one is the book. This is where all you shows have problems. I've said it before. I've said it with other books. Once you start deviating and going crazy rogue from the source material, you don't know ever how to get yourself back, and the shark has thusly been jumped. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's okay to have one or two solid seasons of a show. It's okay.
And then let it go.
And then let it
go. As long as you end the story and it's a good story.
One of the reasons, did you ever watch The Good Place?
Oh, I love The Good Place.
And the creator of The Good Place literally had it mapped out till season four. He had his exact ending, yeah. And he said it to them when he sold it. He said, I'm only doing four seasons. I'm only selling it to you for four seasons. Yeah. You can take it and this can be amazing, or we don't do it.
Yeah.
And they went with it, and it was one of their most popular shows and still is in streaming because it's so cohesive. It's so tight.
And I don't know if they're changing the rules on syndication now just because of streaming, but usually you have to hit five seasons in order to be syndicated. But I think streaming is changing that. Hopefully, I don't know. So we'll see if, because now The Good Place, the whole thing can stream, but if the rules are still the same for syndication, they can't be played on other stations like reruns.
Gotcha.
It's interesting. But like I said, I don't know if they've changed the rules on that or not, but it would be interesting.
If anybody listening does, any of our friends who are in the industry,
I could ask my brother. I should just ask my brother.
Generally ask your brother. We'll have answers for you next time.
Oh, and they said that Bill Sarsgaard, the prosthetics in his mouth, actually made him drool. And the director
did
that. So, yeah, that's real drool there.
That's really upsetting. I hate the feeling of that on my face.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, you're acting, right? So you can't be doing this.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it worked. As an actor, you'd be excited about it. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I get to use this side effect, to my advantage.
Now, what did you like that they split it? Because in the original made-for-TV movie, they go back and forth between the time frame. Do you like that they split it this time?
I do. I like getting a whole complete story the first time. Because to me, when you split it, which is the same problem that I have with The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
Is that the one that they show, that they go back and forth?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, the one where they do like the This Is Us format of the past and then the present. To me, for horror, that takes away from the scariness of the past. Because, I see that person's alive. Oh, I know that this. So it's like, for a horror movie, I don't want to know what's going to happen or who's still alive, because then I'm not scared. If I had known, you know, Eddie was still alive, then that would take away the tense moments where it's right in his face. Knowing that they're alive just takes it away from me.
That is actually, remember Brandon, who was on our show? Mm-hmm. That's what he said is his least favorite thing about the novel. Is that you know.
Yeah. It takes it away. I like that we got a whole complete story of them as kids, like I said, because the intensity stays. You're not like, nothing happens.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, I think if you saw the first or you read it, your intensity is a lot lower watching this, which is why I think for a movie like this to be remade, because it was such a popular movie, everybody had access to it when it came out because it was just on anybody who had regular cable. It was just on regular cable. It's been on everything since then. And the book being so popular, you have to make sure that your special effects are on point. You have to make sure that your cast is on point, because a decent chunk of the people watching the movie know the movie, right? Mm. So you have to make sure those things are so good, and you have to make sure that you're removing the right stuff from the novel and keeping the right stuff from the novel to tell a cohesive story.
The right stuff.
I loved that scene.
In the bedroom?
She opens the door and she sees it and she... Now, the door squawk when she opened it. Those other ones were so dumb, and Ben's
not paying attention.
And she kind of just smiled and closes it in a way that it doesn't make noise.
Yeah. That was a perfect comedic scene for, like, this movie blends comedy and horror in just the most perfect way. Because you let down your guard a little, because you're like, we're just watching kids and they're having fun. And you forget that we're in this horrible situation with this scary clown thing. That scene, I loved it in theaters. I laughed so hard. It was so well done. I love the music playing.
Yeah. Another scene I love is the rock fight. Even Ed said to me, he goes, why do those bigger boys think they could win that? Because he doesn't know the movie. He was just out here having lunch while I had it on. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care how big you are. You're not winning a throwing competition 7-3.
Quantity over quality there, buddy.
That's 14 arms to 6 arms. I'm just not, doing basic math.
You're outnumbered. The way the rocks were hitting people. What?
More than double. You were outnumbered by more than double.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Beverly had quite a fucking... Beverly's
man.
The best.
I like
her. I loved it when she just runs into that water.
Yeah. Oh, and also, little Eddie runs into the water because he can't throw that... far. So he gets closer. I'm like, that's brave. That's really brave of him to actually get closer and not just be like, well, I'm going to be back here because I can't throw.
Yep. And what I like about that is until the very end when Bowers has been possessed by Pennywise, that has worked. You do not see them again.
They're not messing with them.
Yeah. And smartly, because they're like, well, there's fucking 7 of them now. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Like,
we're kind
of,
yeah, I don't think we can do much anymore.
It was 3-4, right? It was 3-4, and the 3 were bigger.
Yeah.
Now it's 3-7. The odds are not in your favor.
Do that math.
I mean, I don't think any of those 3 boys can do math, so.
That is also true.
I don't know. So that's a great scene. And like I said, I love that they ran in. They see his bike. They know what they're running into. They know what they're going to do. And I think that sets up how fearless to help other people, how fearless these children become.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very important.
Yeah, because they have to have no fear to beat him. So that's right. That tracks.
What did you think of little Eddie's illnesses? Did you immediately know they were fake, or did you suspect?
I thought he did have them, but his mom was just being overprotective and just doing too much. Yeah. I didn't realize they were actually fake. I love that scene where he tells her these are gazebos.
I
cracked up, and he says it so seriously. It was such a, like, I wonder how many times they had to do that, because if I was a woman playing his mom, I would have cracked up, because he says it so fierce.
Well, the only reason, and once again, maybe in the 50s when this was supposedly taking place and the 80s, nobody would have cared, but the reason I knew it had to be fake is the doctor kept handing him his prescriptions without a parent present.
Oh.
To administer.
Hmm.
So that's because I had watched the movie. I had read the book. Oh, no. This was the one book as a kid my father wouldn't let me read.
Yeah.
He was like, no, you can't read it. And then I just kind of forgot about it because I had seen the thing. And then I watched this one. And then I was like, okay, so now I got to read the book again. And then I did a reread. I can't remember in the book if there's anything to tip you off. That was just the one thing that tipped me off. I was like, well, they wouldn't just hand a prescription, even just an inhaler, to a small child. Like, apparently it has to be.
But you know, the 80s, I don't know.
The 80s, though, I don't know. I feel like if anybody that listens was significantly alive in the 80s, I mean a parent in the 80s, and you could... if you were a pharmacist in the 80s.
Yeah, let us know. Would you just hand a child?
Because
kids didn't got cigarettes for their parents back in those days, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You had to be. Was there not a purchasing age back in the day?
No, that's why they had to come up with it. Although I could be wrong in the timeline. It could have been earlier, but I know there was a time when parents could send their kids to the store to pick up cigarettes.
I am Googling when the age to buy cigarettes started.
What was that water noise?
Uh, guys, your girl doesn't drink enough water, so she has an app to remind her to, and she forgot to put her phone outside.
I was like, what was that? Like, Pennywise, you're not welcome on the show.
Yeah. It's saying it was introduced in 1972. Okay, so when the book was made, you like, the timeline that the book was made in, you absolutely could have.
Yeah.
Because it took place in the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and guess that, yes, little Eddie Kaspernak could go get his own inhaler then.
Yeah.
Too, if we weren't limiting cigarette purchases to children.
Good time.
The history of this country, y'all, is some wild ass shit.
It's great. But your kids knew how to behave back then, I guess. I don't know. There wasn't a lot of shit going on. I mean, there was a lot of shit going on.
And then, so tying into that, how did you feel about him being told it was a placebo?
I don't think I wasn't like paying that much attention to that, to his whole situation with his mom, because I just thought his mom was weird anyways. But
so the pharmacist is the one who tells him.
Yeah.
He goes, I think it's time, you know. Well, the daughter,
the daughter tells him. Yeah,
right. But the pharmacist could have been like, my daughter's a lying twat. She's the most
He wasn't there.
Am I conflating
probably
the book and the movie?
The dad, oh, the...
In the book, the pharmacist, I feel like we see... Oh, do we not see it till part two? I'm sorry, guys. I might be conflating. Well, in the book, the pharmacist, after that, comes out. He hears what his daughter said.
Oh.
He brings Eddie into the back and tells Eddie the truth.
I still got to read the book, so no, not too many spoilers.
No, I'm now realizing we see this scene in part two.
Yeah. Then this, and the little girl who tells him is the little girl from Mama, which.
Oh, is that her all grown up?
Yeah.
Horrible person in this movie.
Yeah.
Who throws a bag of garbage on someone?
Wet garbage.
And also, even if you think that Beverly's sleeping with all these people, why do you care?
Well, we know back then that was a thing. Shaming was a thing back then.
I know, but...
Well, she's probably jealous, because probably no boys liked her at all.
Probably.
So,
because she was really mean.
Yeah, she was
a I was so glad when Beverly cut that hair, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that it's a bad... You can tell it's like a hair piece, because it really doesn't look good.
Yeah. Also, when her father touches her hair...
Her dad is just...
You have a father. Has your father ever touched your hair?
No.
No, mine never.
No, that's...
There was the time he cut my hair with the Flobee, but that was a very horrible...
Have you forgiven him for that yet?
Have
you forgiven him for that yet?
What?
I said, have you forgiven him for using a Flobee on you yet?
No, guys.
Taking that one to the grave, huh?
I don't know that I ever will.
Yeah, that's fair.
Actually, it's going on his gravestone.
Cut my hair with the Flobee.
Father, user of the Flobee.
I like that. I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate. For those of you that don't know what a Flobee is.
I was going to say. It's an attachment that goes onto your, wait for it, vacuum. Yes. And it sucks your hair in and cuts it. And it's as fabulous a haircut as any Park Avenue stylist could give you as well.
Who needs a salon when you got a Flobee?
Nobody, apparently. Honestly, for men, not so bad. Like, if you just want to do, like, a quick cleanup.
Yeah.
Lizades.
For a girl? That's not great.
It was rough.
And what horrible, the dad's so horrible because he blames her for her mom, but then is also treating her like, eh. He's so fucked up. He's so messed up.
When I heard there was an aunt that was willing to let her stay forever, I was like, where were you before this?
Right.
Where
have you been?
Because shit's been going down.
Poor baby. And I like that the actress does such a good job of portraying vulnerability and badassery. Like,
yes.
She's fearless, but then there's also scenes where she is terrified.
Yes.
And so she doesn't overplay that, oh, I'm a badass
that
girl.
That scene where she is in the bathroom with the blood.
The blood, yeah.
And it is made, it is heightened so much more by the fact that her father cannot see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can tell that she's like, what the heck is happening? She's like, well, he doesn't see it. Why isn't he seeing this?
Right.
And she's like, she doesn't even know what to do. That scene when the hair is grabbing, I think that I just noticed that this time when I watched that all that hair, the reason the hair is coming up is because she had cut all that hair. And that's how you know you're an adult when you're like, why are you letting all that hair go down the sink? Like, it was stressing me out. I was like, we're going to have to drain all that.
Yeah.
And so it was all the hair. But then when her face...
just from brushing my hair.
Got a Drano. And the hair, oh God, the hair pulling her down. As soon as her face was over the drain, I was like, close your mouth. Close your mouth. Nobody ever closes their mouth. I don't know why. She just got a mouthful of...
But also, why are people walking around with their mouths open all the time?
That's what I'm saying. And especially if you're in, your face is being pulled down towards a drain. Obviously, something's coming out of there. Close your mouth.
Right.
I wish they wouldn't have got me in the first place. She was crying in the tub, and then the voices come from the sink, and I'd have been like, I don't know anybody in the sink, so...
Exactly.
You guys can stay there. I'm gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to sink people. Call me prejudiced, racist, whatever. I don't talk to sink people.
I think it's okay to draw the line on sink people. All other people are people, and they deserve respect, but we can sink draw people? The line on... ghosts, spirits,
and sink people. Yeah. Just, I'm not talking to you. It's fine.
Yep.
You were on your own.
Not doing it. Yeah. Who is your favorite of the kids?
That's a tough one, because they all have their little quirks that I love. I have to, probably Eddie. Off the top of my head, I would have to say Eddie.
Mine is Ben, I think, because I relate to him most as a child. Loved the library, as does a little overweight, as was I. Fantastic set of tits.
As had you.
When Henry calls him that, I could only think the best, like, especially like, 50s or even 80s comeback for that line when Bowers went, hey, nice tits, would have been, why do tits on a man turn you on?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the best 80s comeback ever.
And I think had he been hanging out with the Losers Club before, he would have had that comeback. Because that definitely sounds like something.
That's a Richie Trash Mouth Sozy.
Oh, totally. The sister and mother talk between those two.
Yeah.
Oh. Classic. And the dairy just needs to be burned down. There are no functioning adults in this town whatsoever. That pharmacist is creepy, the way he's talking to Beverly when she's like, can I try and
just understand why, right? See, the I want to say why, but the...
No, because I'm only going off the movie. So I'm talking about just from the movie point.
Yes. So they try in the movie to say how long Pennywise has been there.
Oh, they do.
Because of how long Pennywise has been there, he has infected everyone to the point of, like, Derry is evil to its core. I believe one of them even say that. I believe it's
probably Ben, yeah, because Ben, he talks about...
telling them about how all 91 of them went missing.
Adults have died, kids have died.
Yeah, there was a couple big... Derry incidents that only get mentioned. I believe they get talked about more by the adults in part two, so we can talk about that next time.
Yeah.
And then if they don't, I'm going to have to write myself a note that they don't, so I don't conflate and talk about them. So basically, because of how Pennywise has, and if you're not super paying attention to the dates that Ben is throwing out, you'll miss it. But Pennywise has been there since the start of Derry.
Okay.
He informs all of his disease, whatever he is, whatever his disease is, and all of that is informed by Derry. He is informing all of their behaviors.
Got it.
And he has made it so that most of the adults really don't see, so that he can continue what he is doing. And there's actually some really great scenes in the novel that show how out of touch, even more so than even periphery adults are.
And it makes sense. I mean, if Bill's parents grew up in this town, that they are not like serious about finding Georgie, because it's like kids disappear all the time.
Right.
And we never find them. So
yeah,
it's, you know, he's gone. He's dead.
But quick question, town of Derry. I live in a town where we had a very bad storm. So we have blighted houses, very similar to the house on Neibolt Street. And you know what? Since that very bad storm, our entire town board has been doing bulldozing those homes.
Yeah.
Bulldozing the blighted properties here in town to improve the town. You're going to tell me that a corner lot in Derry like that, okay? A corner lot like that. No developer was like, we got to get this. I need this corner lot. I can do
it. Well, I mean, it is Derry. Probably nobody wants to build there.
Would you still, wouldn't you, if you were on the town board though, Jen, vote to bulldoze that down?
Oh, yeah, I'd have it demolished for sure.
Oh, I would demolish the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get Henry Bowers and his friends to do it for free.
Go throw rocks at it. Yeah, they'll do it.
Give them some bats.
Give them more, somewhere to let all that evil energy out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you could get every high school boy over there.
Oh,
give them a sledgehammer for the day, and you'd have the place demolished in an hour. Get a
under an hour.
Crew. You'd be golden.
Ben,
1950. Pay them all $10 for the day. They'll feel rich.
Done.
You'll be golden.
They and got
you
that negative energy out. They've destroyed some things.
That always confused me as to why that house just this was there.
Oh, man. That one of the, not what was the one
movie,
of your...
Neither the short movie, which we will be doing, or we went a little backwards. We'll do the original soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
What was the scariest version of Pennywise to you in this?
Is when he got super big.
Oh my God! Yes.
Super big Pennywise.
I almost left my chair in the theater. I almost climbed over the back of my chair.
That was too much Pennywise, guys. That was
get out of me. Like that was so well done. That scene. Yeah. That scene was when I was like, okay, this is gonna be one of the best horror movies.
Yeah.
Ever. I was like, that was so well done.
I think that makes this such a good horror movie is that even as adults, we would all want to feel as brave as those kids are, right? So it's giving you like a feeling of like bravery and
loyalty and sticking together, teamwork.
When Beverly gets taken, they all could have said, well, F you, Bill. And not a single one of them even hesitate. There was zero hesitation.
No. And they almost get you with it.
Out that fucking door. They're gazebos! And bolt out that door like nobody's been, no questions asked.
Because he even says it. He says, they're my friends and they're trying to help me and protect me. And they almost get you at the end when Pennywise has Bill what is his name? Not Finn. Richie. And Richie's like, you know, you pulled me down here. You got me in that crack house. And he's like listing all these things.
Gray water.
Shit water. And then he pulls that bat out and he's like, and now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown. Like, I think we cheered in the theater because it was so well delivered because you really believe he's about to bail.
Yeah. You believe he's out and then he's got a bat. I don't even know where he got that bat from.
He pulled it out from the junk pile. He was like, now I got to kill this clown.
Work.
Huh?
Yeah. He's like, ooh, this will work.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautifully done.
Yeah.
I can see them starting to overpower him. Because even with that speech, it was like, we're ready to just beat your ass now. Like, we've got nothing to lose.
Yeah. We're in your lair. Like, we literally have nothing to lose. You're either dying or we're not getting out of here.
Yeah, so, yeah. We got to fight for our lives.
Running away at this point isn't an option, first of all. But also very confusing as to how they get back up. You never see that.
No. They just climb up the dead kids.
Yeah, just climb up them.
Hop on them like a video game.
What I think I would have, but see, and here's the thing, I wonder if Pennywise's power would have prevented the parents from even seeing those bodies, like being able to claim their child and put that soul to rest. Like, we never see if that happened.
Like that, yeah.
He
tried it in that scene. He came, he almost got Bill with Georgie, and he thought he was gonna fall for that. And then when he pulls out the bolt gun, you're like, oh yeah, Bill's a smart kid. He's a smart cookie. Yeah. And then when he turns into Bevy's dad, I'm like, sir, I just beat this man with a toilet tank lid. So that's not the right thing to come at me as.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all. Why would you come at me as this man? I'm ready to beat his ass. Why would you come at me as this man?
Right. Perhaps this nice aunt that we've been hearing tale of.
Maybe her. Maybe even myself. Maybe even turn into me. Turn into Beverly. That might work. But definitely not my father.
Turn into Ben. Tell me about the embers in my hair.
And the, or the new kid. Turn into New Kid on the Block.
Yeah, one of them. Johnny, Joey.
One of those. That might actually work.
I mean, probably not Donnie or Danny. Let's be very clear.
Sorry, guys. But, yeah, not my dad. No.
No, not the man I despise.
That was the wrong move. Again, good choice with Georgie because Bill's been looking for Georgie. I'm so mad that he did him with one arm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Pennywise, you didn't have to do that. Bill doesn't know that he was missing an arm.
Right.
That's just a dick move.
That's not great.
That's just rude. You didn't have to show him that. There's so much to this movie. So many, like, little awesome moments, and it's hard to remember all of it.
I do love when Henry Bowers' dad, because up until that scene, we don't realize that Bowers is also put upon.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that this man is shooting a gun at his own
child. And that kudos to that kid actor too, because he's able to switch from being a bully and being mean and to this scared, vulnerable child is pretty good. The shaking of it, like his hands are shaking when he's covering his face.
Yep.
And you can see he's also angry. He's scared and angry. He's been embarrassed in front of his friends, which is probably not the first time.
Yeah.
That death, though. Ooh.
This is why you have to be careful who your kids hang with.
Right. You should know the children that your kids are hanging out with.
And the parents of the children.
Mm-hmm.
Know if one of the parents is a gun-wielding crazy man. I don't care if he's got a badge for that gun.
Yeah, no. Still crazy.
Still crazy after all these years.
I also like how they make the TVs talk to the people. Mm-hmm. You can hear it. It's very obvious, obviously, in Henry's case, because it's talking to him. But if you see the scene where Beverly comes home, you hear the TV saying, it's fun in the sewer. Let's all go down to the sewer. It's very subtle, and you could miss it if you're not listening. Oh, I have it playing in the back, and now it's at the big Pennywise scene. Oh, baby Jesus.
The big Pennywise?
Yeah, it's at the big Pennywise scene. He's about to come out of the thing. That's scared the shit out of me.
And I didn't see this on the big screen. I can only imagine what that was like.
It was terrifying. Like I said, I almost jumped out of my seat and just ran out because I was like, that was too much. Oh, and it was creepy when I was watching it and I was reading the trivia. I read that when Richie is down in the clown room, that there's a mannequin dressed as the 1990 miniseries version of Pennywise, the Tim Curry Pennywise, in the clown room. And right as I looked up at the screen, that's the scene that was on. Right as I read that piece in trivia, I was like, oh no.
Oh geez, but that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And I looked up just in time to see the little Tim Curry Pennywise too.
If you look at the very beginning when Georgie is making, when Bill's making the boat, you think that's a balloon over his head. It's not. You realize it's Mars from the solar system, the red planet. But the way they have shot it makes it look like a red balloon that I personally had to double take it.
Oh, and I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to watch that again.
I noticed it because I was like, is that a balloon? And then I go, no, it's his solar system. Like, because in another scene, you can see more of the balls. Yeah, and
but so I'm sure that was hyper intentional.
Yes, very intentional. And I love, sorry, just realized I was about to say something else from part two, guys. So, gotta pause myself there. I'm sorry. I've seen both of these movies. You got all these
different things going in your head.
I've seen both of the movies and I've read the book fairly
recently. So you don't know what's what?
I don't know where we are.
I don't know what we're doing. They said Bill Skarsgård isolated himself to play Pennywise. Yeah. And it's so sad because he said he heard about all the fun everybody was having and he wasn't participating. I'm like, well, you should kind of ease up on the method acting then. You should be able to go interact with everybody.
People, haven't you heard how bad method acting has gone for some people? Just give it up.
You don't have to get that into the... because to me, if you're a good actor, you can act it without getting too deep into it. Otherwise, that's just you. You're not acting anymore.
Well, I think he also said, like, he didn't want like the other actors not fearing him because he knew it was Bill under there.
Yeah, which I get. Like, if you want to isolate yourself for the first scene with the, like, isolate yourself from them until you've actually been in a scene with them. But then after that, go hang out. Have fun.
Also, though, I mean, I know they had fun, but Bill was a 30-something-year-old man.
I was going to say, I don't know how much,
I mean, I guess character-wise, he could have also hung out with Eddie's mom and Bill.
But probably
and
just Beth like, but like laughing on set, I guess. But I was, probably with part two, he could have more fun hanging out with, which,
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, all those guys.
Wait, did you hear about the prank Bill Hader's daughter pulled on him?
I think I did, but tell it.
They were in a restaurant and Chris Pratt walks in and she's like, oh, Dad, I should really say hello because, like, I know Chris's son. And so he's like, no, he's good. He's eating. Like, we're not bothering. Dad, it's rude. I know his son. Like, so she convinces her dad that she knows Chris Pratt's son. And so they go over and he's like, hi, Chris. My daughter wants to say hello because she knows your son. And he goes, Dad, I don't know his son. You just really wanted to meet Chris Pratt. I'm like, that is a baller-ass joke.
That's hilarious.
Like, he's like, I was so mad and so impressed all at the same time.
That's hilarious. That's amazing. I never heard that story. That's funny.
I can only hope that my child has that level of humor someday.
Right? I'm still trying to get that level of humor. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can never embarrass someone like that. I would feel bad.
But also, like, if your dad is Bill Hader, like, it's got to be in your DNA, right?
Yeah. It's got to be. You grew up around all that humor.
Like, Post Malone's kids, they're just going to come out with the tattoos on their face.
Just natural tattoos.
It's in your DNA.
Can't get these removed. Sorry. They're embedded in my skin.
Yeah.
They're in my DNA.
They're in my DNA.
Another scary scene. This movie is so chock full of scary scenes. But one of my other favorites after the big clown would be the contortion out of the refrigerator.
Oh, I blocked that one out. Contortionism. I was watching something on TikTok. Somebody was doing that In a Minute song. And but they were doing the dance to it contortionist style. Like, they were able to flip him. And I was like, nope, swipe.
Scroll on by.
Not for me. I do not like contortion. I like a body to be moving in body ways.
Yeah, normal body ways for me, please. They said Bill Skarsgård trained with a contortionist. So even though it seems like a lot of CGI, they say there's not a lot of CGI. There is CGI, but not as much as people think.
Interesting.
Like, they did have to add some CGI to his unfolding, but he did train with a contortionist to do some of that, so it's a mix of the two.
That's weird.
Yeah,
because I thought to contortion, see, now guys, I'm gonna go on down a rabbit hole tonight of what contortionism really
is. Like, is it natural or is it something
right more? I was in my head, I thought it was a more natural, almost like had to do with your particular bone structure that allowed you to do it.
I think it's probably a little bit like, you can probably train to do a little bit of contortionism because, like, you can train yourself to do the splits. So I think there's a certain level that you can train your body for. I don't think he probably can't do like the major contortionist stuff, but there's something you can get your butt, stretch your muscles to do, and like get your body to.
Once again, I don't exercise, guys. I don't know about structure muscle. I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work to me.
Oh yes, and when Eddie's he's at the hole, and then the creepy hobo guy is like, time to take your pills. And then when Eddie falls down and his little watch goes off and it was time for him to take his pills. Oh, thanks, Pennywise. Good looking out.
Oh, Galuppa.
that hobo guy though, Pennywise likes those contorted faces because the painting woman, her face is all jacked up too.
Yes.
Why would anyone have that paint? Like, why would you have that painting in your office?
I don't think you're asking the right questions.
Well, who's looking at that and being like, that's what I want to look at when I'm sitting at my desk?
Also, like, wasn't it his, like, rabbi's?
Yeah. It was his dad's office.
Who was the rabbi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody in the congregation had to have gifted that to him, and he felt bad getting rid of it. That's the only thing I can think of.
I just have to hurt somebody's feelings because there's no way I'm hanging that up in my office.
I gotta be like, listen, this is lovely. Now, whatever you spent on this, please go get your money back. Be good.
Love the gesture.
This is, although I wonder if the painting was normal upon giftage and Pennywise
distorted it.
Distorted it, which we don't see.
Yeah.
But maybe he distorted it to make it like more of a gradual distortion to really fuck with Stanley later.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe?
Could be. Wouldn't put it past him.
Let's just assume that's it. That makes me feel better than the idea that somebody gifted this painting
to a rabbi.
To a rabbi.
Why?
Because you don't want to go to heaven and this is your way. Actually, I do not think Judaism believes in heaven and hell. So,
doesn't matter.
If we have any Jewish listenership who would like to
be honored,
correct us, please. Please do. Because really, my knowledge of Judaism.
Yes.
We're not really trying to offend anyone recipes, here. Okay? Your recipes. I make an excellent laska. I like a brisket. I like a matzo ball soup. And then I'm out.
Apparently some clown associations tried to like boycott the commercials because they're like, it's gonna make people scared of clown, more scared of clowns. It's like, okay, well.
Folks, we can't get more scared of clowns.
Yeah, that's not a thing you're gonna prevent.
Very interestingly, I'm reading Jeff Strand's book Spider Clowns vs. Spiders.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell me about that before?
It's very good. And the whole premise is that these clowns that were like party carnival clowns have lost their jobs, and now they're working at a haunted house's clowns because scary clowns are the only clowns that interest people anymore.
That's true.
It is true.
Clown and the clown that's at the fair when they're in the park and they're talking about Pennywise. There's a clown on stage. He's dressed like John Wayne Gacy. Another little creepy fact.
They're at the fair in this one or the next one?
It's not a fair. They're just at the park and there's a stage.
Oh, they're at the park. Okay.
Yeah.
The like 4th of July thing, right?
Yeah. Whatever's happening in the park. And the clown. Yeah, there's a clown on stage.
By the way, I said to... Also, could we talk about that Paul Bunyan statue?
That, yeah.
No, town, no.
No.
I said that because, you know, we're moving to Texas. I said, if we look at any towns and they have one of these in their town park area, that's a no for me.
We're going to nope out of that one.
We're just going to leave.
Oh, my God. Side quest. I cannot wait. We're going to have to.
Okay.
I'm so excited for that. It's a perfect name for a movie like that. I can't wait. I hope it doesn't suck.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, there's the drool.
Jen is watching, like, as we're talking.
I have it going.
Her memory.
Yeah.
I give her credit. I couldn't do that because I cannot watch things without the words. It really throws me.
I'm talking to you. And I just watched it, so I don't really need to hear anything.
Yeah, no, it's a whole sensory.
It's a whole thing. Oh, gotcha. His forehead is so big. Pennywise has got like a 5 head going on.
Well, he's balding. Got a lock of hair up there.
It started out as a forehead and now it's just...
It just keeps going. You are a mythical, demonic creature. You are capable of changing into anything. We will see in part 2 all the many other things you can change into. You can't give yourself more hair?
A better hairline? Come on, bro.
Come on.
Do better.
And we know that's not Bill's hairline because Bill's hairline is amazing.
Yeah. It's Bill's fantastic. Actually very handsome, in my opinion. I do like this scene where he's coming at them and his hand turns into a claw.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that kind of gives more into him being like an alien thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like that was more of a peek into what he actually looks like.
Yeah.
He's not coming at them like that. And I like how sometimes, like in this scene, she just stabbed him in the head. Mm-hmm. And the blood comes onto the camera. I always think that's interesting in movies when they do that.
Right.
It's like, what's the motive? What are they thinking artistically that adds to it? Does it make it feel like we're there because it's splashing at the camera?
I think that's it. Like, you're supposed to feel like it's splashed onto you almost, I think.
Yeah, without the cheesy 3D.
Yeah.
effect that they used
well,
to
do. Well, it's kind of like when you're in a movie with waves. I was just scrolling and something on HBO had a ton of, they were like a surfing competition, but like in a very heavy wave area. And they were just cracked. And so the spray kept hitting the camera. It really did. I was like, I've got a little motion sickness, honestly.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's I'm in much. The water.
There's a reason I don't surf, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Eddie's mom in this jogging suit and the one curler hanging out of her hair.
I'm getting that jogging suit.
You can't. I was going to buy it for you.
Oh, thank you. I have curlers, so don't worry.
We should cosplay as her at the next DFW.
We would be so comfortable.
Yeah.
That's a comfortable outfit.
I gotta cosplay something for that. That's too much fun.
You know, I absolutely can next year because I'll be living in Texas. So yeah. I won't have to worry about baggage.
I'll just mail you everything. I won't check a bag. I'll just mail you everything that I need.
I'm getting so much mail from you people now. I sense it coming deep in my soul.
Although at some point, if you're spending more than $30 in shipping, then I just check a bag and bring it.
Right.
I need to bring a check bag anyway because I want to be able to buy more stuff. I bought 3 shirts and was barely able to fit it into my suitcase.
That's why I held off this year. Well, hopefully next year I'll have a booth, so.
Yeah. Or we could have a booth next year, too.
Yeah. So overall...
Overall, love this movie. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Easily.
Hands
great
down.
Great cast, great special effects.
You should watch this movie more than once.
Yeah.
I always say you gotta watch at least once. It should be one of your top horror movies.
Yeah.
Of all time.
It's just so well done.
If it's not, you have a problem.
Yeah.
It's too perfectly crafted as far as, I mean, the casting is great. The effects are great. The acting of these kids is phenomenal. Setting, the cinematography, like, it's a perfectly made horror movie.
It really is.
It was so gratifying walking out of the theater. It was just like, wow, like, that was fun. Mm-hmm. It was actually scary. Again, the comedy, well-placed to the point it relaxes you, feel comfortable, and you relate to these kids. Again, because the way they're ragging on each other, you're like, they're actually best friends. This is how best friends talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they can talk about each other's moms and still be there for each other because it's all in fun. And it's so, yeah, this movie is just perfectly, perfectly done.
I love it. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, next week we will be doing part 2, which I know people have some problems with. I don't care. It has James McAvoy and Bill Hader. So you all can just shove your opinions.
James
with.
McAvoy. 2 scoops. Please.
I
do like in the TV, the original.
The new bit. And Ben has grown up.
Oh, nice. Oh, wonderfully. Bevy, but she missed out on that one. She should have. Although, but between him and James McAvoy, it's kind of like, that's a toss up. But Ben does grow up very well.
Yeah. No. The whole cast is just great in the second one as well.
I like John Ritter in the original series.
I do. I will say, I think you are always, first of all, the kids are just too good. Second of all, Stephen King writes kids very, very well. If you haven't read The Institute, I implore you to. It's very well done. Once again, centers on kids. And kids, once again, coming together to fight something that is, he's done it in a couple of his books, his short works. You know, The Talisman deals with a child going, fighting. The Dark Tower, there's a child going, fight. It is his wheelhouse for a reason. And so I think when you have, and this was kind of also the same in the first, you had very good child actors. You had Seth Green. You had all of them. They were very good. And people enjoy watching kids together. It's always going to be more compelling than the parts with the adults. You have to just separate that and say, okay, now I'm just watching.
It's a different movie.
It's a different feel. And it's supposed to be. But you can't really compare them because you're always going to root for children more. That's our soul. We are programmed like that. As a society, you know, you protect women and children. these children, we want to see them win. They are small and they are go. With adults, stakes feel a little less.
Yeah. And also, childhood, like, for the most part, everyone has a similar childhood. Like, we all play the same games. Like, no matter where we're from, we all know we kind of have the same memories for the most part.
Yeah.
Most people, our childhood is kind of like a common thing. Once you start growing up, your lives kind of separate. And you don't have those same experiences. So everyone pretty much can relate. You can write a child and almost everyone can relate to that child because we've all had those experiences. And also it's a fine line. It's a balance in writing kids that are strong without being annoying or too strong. And I think,
or too adult.
Adult, too grown up, to the point where you're like, they're annoying or they're just not scared of anything. And you're just like, eh. That, again, with this movie, that was so well done because they have these flashes of being grown, but then they also have these flashes of we're kids and we're in trouble, like, and we need help.
Yeah.
But they have to help each other. They can't turn to the adults because no one's listening to them. So,
yeah.
He writes them pretty. I haven't read anything, but from this movie, since it's more based on the book, I'd say, he does a very good job of writing kids. Like, even, again, I talked about the scene already, but him yelling gazebos.
Yeah.
Which is him standing up for himself and, you know, being a little grown up. But the fact that he called it a gazebo also gives him that childlike quality where you're like, oh,
you're just a kid. So upset now because you've realized this person you're supposed to be able to trust has been. Sorry, guys. Like Wonder, we were just talking about.
This person that you trust has now just betrayed you.
Yeah.
And he's the right amount of angry, but then mispronouncing the word reminds you that he is still a kid.
He's the right amount of anger, and he's processing that anger like a child.
He wasn't disrespectful to the mom. I like that he didn't tell her off. He didn't like say something hyper disrespectful. He just said, I got to go, and just move past her. Because sometimes they make it so that the kid tells off the adult, and I'm like, eh. So I'm glad they didn't take it there.
Also, I just got to say, had he been hyper disrespectful, it would have been understandable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, first of all, you are living your life in a state of stress because you think you're this sick person, right?
Yeah.
You're taking what you think is medicine constantly. So that's messing with your everything. And now you found out you didn't need to be doing all that. You didn't need to be living like that. You could have been even having more fun as a child, being more reckless, even helping your friends more, although he did, but just those feelings.
Yeah.
And that this was done to you. It wasn't a mistake like, oh, doctors misdiagnosed you. Oh, this, oh, that. No, it was purposefully done to you. It's got to be. Just so many emotions.
I think for me, the gravity of that situation, I'm like, we're worried about a scary, horrible clown that the gravity of the effects of that on him, I never really pay attention to just because I'm like, we've got bigger problems. But I see what you're saying now, how like, yeah, that was pretty, it's a little traumatizing.
And he still has the fortitude to be traumatized by a parent and go fight a killer clown.
Yeah. Still go like down to the sewers.
That's the beauty of that scene.
Yeah, talk about a killer clown. Whew.
I mean, his numbers were stacked. Did you see all those kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, numbers.
And all their junk.
Oh, all their stuff.
Just piled up. That dancing scene where he's like dancing like this. So creepy. You guys couldn't see it, but I was doing little Pennywise dance. I love that gift. But yes, so well done movie. And I liked it again. They don't overstep on the creep factor with the dad. They don't take it too far.
They don't, no.
With the graphics of how, like, they could have made
We know what it is without having to be shown, right. And I think that's great.
And just Rob Zombie, maybe take a note from that.
What?
I said Rob Zombie, maybe take a note from his book.
That maybe.
We can suggest things and not actually show them.
Yeah.
And what did you say before that? Because I was talking.
I said just that one scene of him touching the hair, because once a child is able to do their own hair. There are plenty of good dads out there doing young children's hair. These are not the men I'm talking about.
Well, not just touching the hair, but the way, the language that's going with it, the caressing, what he's saying as he's doing it.
She was touching the hair.
Yeah.
And that's how you do a suggestion and not an overstatement.
Yeah, because you could lose me if you show me too much, like.
Right, and I enjoy.
Yeah, no, I get you. I know what you're saying.
I appreciate that technique as opposed to a Rob Zombie your face.
You mean you can still enjoy the movie when that's what you were thinking? Right? You can still enjoy the movie. Right. When they use that technique over, I'm going to show you everything and just be graphic about it.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. That technique does not take away from me.
In fact, it technically, as an artist, you should know that leaving more to people's imagination. I mean, when we read books, we have to imagine things. When you don't lay it all out there, our imaginations make it 100 times worse. So, Yeah. So, 10 out of 10. Love this movie.
Yeah. And anything else this week? We told them part two next time. And you guys know where to find us at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, it's practically.
But show us some love. Once again, a reminder on Spotify, you can rate.
And if you please could, that would be very helpful to the team.
Yeah, we'd like to know who's out there.
Know how we're doing. And that is all, I think.
Yep. We'll see you guys next week for part two.
And happy Memorial Day.
Oh, and you can catch both of these on HBO Max, by the way.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And happy
Memorial Day. Now that is all.
Yeah, now happy Memorial Day.
Bye.
Bye.